This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to WCNO's Wednesday Live. Normally we have a recorded opener here, but we have so much going on today in our hour, which is going to go by quickly. I just want to go right to our first interview, and that is with a good friend of mine from many, many years ago. I won't go back almost how far back that goes. Donna True, who is a licensed clinical social worker and is currently working for the Martin County Council on Aging at the Kane Center, which is off of Salerno Road here in, or there in Stewart. We're in Palm City. But and the topic for today is, well, it's many valent, multivalent. It's a great word. Many levels. I want to invite you, Donna, to WCNO's Wednesday Live, first of all.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me
here. Yeah, I'm always delighted. A pleasure.
Yes.
Always. And of course, Karen Hubbard is also here. Didn't mean to slight
yeah,
you.
Yeah, passed right over me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was looking right there at Donna, and she was ready to launch into this, but glad to have you with us too, Karen.
Well, thank you.
Always a special. We have a great team here, and Karen and Sherry, and Jonathan's up in his getaway in North Carolina, enjoying a much-needed rest in the mountains. Oh, it's beautiful up there. And so, Jonathan, if you're listening, God bless you, brother. Sleep in. Learn how to sleep in when you're away from here. Donna, one of the things we talked about is that there's still a great need for many people who are caregivers for loved ones who have just issues of aging and they're not able to get around, or the other big thing is Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia that slowly deteriorate and make it so much difficult for that person to function by themselves. And we have caregivers that are with them, take care of them, but are totally unaware of the many, many resources that are available to them to help them. So I'm going to throw that out to you for your response.
Okay, great, wonderful, thank you. Well, our agency covers Martin County, but I want to start by saying that no matter where you are in the United States, there is always an agency that is there to help you. And we can certainly give you that information. We can give you a starting point, a gateway. There's a lot of help through the state of Florida. And our local agency, as was mentioned, is the Council on Aging of Martin County. We cover all of Martin County, and we have a variety of services. And some can be obtained on a sliding scale fee basis. And I can tell you how to do that, where you get started with that. But we offer so many diverse things at the Kane Center, our beautiful building on Salerno Road. We have so much fun. It's fun for me to go to work. I love it.
Yeah, I can tell. And I've had a personal reason to be out there for a season with my sister. And I will, and we're going to talk about, before the end of this segment, give you all as listening some idea of what the Kane Center does, because it's a lot. But what I was impressed with is that there's a plethora of opportunities, and there's some wonderful organization that keeps all of that together. You know, some places they got a lot to do, but you know, some people don't know what's going on, or they don't know how to work it. But the Kane Center is well organized, and I think, Donna, you're a part of that. Your particular area is nicely put together. In fact, Donna brought us a whole bunch of things there, all nicely clipped together. So that was what made me think that's a gift of yours. Tell us the little bit about your particular area of expertise in your role with the Martin County Council on Aging.
Okay. Well, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and my real area of expertise is dealing with the families who have a loved one with dementia, and mm-hmm. also working with the loved one who has dementia. To me, it's very important, the language that we use, learning a new set of rules, and I've been working with families, gosh, since I would say 1994.
Wow.
With this, so we've learned a lot from the family members. They are the true experts, yeah. And sometimes they just need a few little helpful hints that can turn their lives around.
And that is true. You find a lot of people who come to you and say, gosh, I wish I'd have known about you a year ago.
Yes. Yes. Well, they'll know now, and they can call, and we can make sure they can get help wherever they are.
That's right. And the other thing you mentioned is that while you manage a lot of different connectivity services and such, but there are some things that are not directly under your management, if you will, or your expertise, but that you can make referrals. And I'm thinking now especially of listeners outside of Martin County, and we cover 10 counties in the state of Florida. So for those that are, say, in Miami-Dade or in Hardy or Brevard or any of those counties, what would you recommend to them? Because they're going to say, well, I don't live in Martin County. What am I going to do?
Oh, there are resources for you wherever you are. Every state across the nation has the Area Agency on Aging. Sometimes they go by different names. And if you are computer savvy, you can Google something like an Area Agency on Aging for whatever county you live in, whether it's Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach. There are resources out there, so don't let yourselves fall through the cracks. You can always pick up the phone and call me if I can help in any way, even if you live in Miami. If I can help find you a resource, I will certainly do that for you.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And that's because, again, people, excuse me, it's a byproduct of breathing, I'm afraid. But I know, but there's no 12-step program for me. Anyway, sorry. You've helped a lot of people, I know, including myself and my wife and my sister. Is there one great story that our listeners might enjoy hearing about someone that you were able to help?
Family member. I just love working with them. But we had one lady who stopped in one day, and she was very, very, very stressed, like pulling your hair out kind of stressed, like, what do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. My husband is going through some changes, and I don't know what's the matter with him. Had no idea what was going on. So we kind of, first of all, let her vent. Kind of let it talk about what's going on so we get a little more information and the best way to help her we could determine once we listened to her. And sometimes having two ears to listen makes all the difference in the world. But we got her started with, first of all, we had a one-on-one appointment, just counseling and talking and listening. Then referred her to a caregiver support group. And provided a couple other resources, including a place to go, or a few places where she could get a good diagnosis for her husband. She didn't know where to start, and things were not okay with him, though. Yeah. And it just absolutely turned her life around. She felt, I think, a little more anchored in life. She knew she could call back at any time. There were no fees involved for, you know, getting the help through us. Just provided her the resources and most of all the hope.
That's the big thing, is hope.
Yes.
How so many caregivers feel hopeless.
Yes. Oh, you have to turn that around and find the moments of joy. It's a different focus for caregivers especially. If you look at the big picture, you prepare for everything. You prepare for the worst and you hope for the best and you get some tools for your toolkit and learn a few things such as the do not argue.
Yes.
One of the 10 absolutes is number one.
Yeah. I remember this is about 2 years ago, soon after my sister moved in with us. And you know, like me, before we had to put her in a nursing home. And you had a program. You were there and some other people there. And it was four caregivers. And it included some play acting. I'm sorry. Back to it. Hope I didn't wake you up with that, folks. Some play acting, different scenarios involving caregivers and their loved one. And I thoroughly, that taught me more than if I had been given a book.
Is
that something you are going to be doing again?
Well, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, we are. And as a matter of fact, and it doesn't matter where you live for this, we have recordings of that now. Back in those days, people would say, did you record that?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, no. But with COVID, that was one of the good things it brought along. We were forced to do something. So those are our caregiver workshops. And you're talking about the skits that one group was doing every year. We have the same people every year, and they came back. We, on our website, which is canecenter.org, K-A-N-E center, C-E-N-T-E-R.org, if you go to the programs page and look under caregiver resources, you can get to the 2020 caregiver workshop. And then we had one just this past year in March, where the skits are there. We have a couple speakers. There was a lot of talk about ambiguous loss, which I'm sure you know about through your work at hospice and everything. There's a loss of the person that we grieve while they're very much alive and right next to us.
Yes.
Those things are online, though, and readily viewable. You can go back and get refreshed. And
That is so cool. That leads me to ask you, Donna, we talk about the Kane Center, and I do want you to give both now and just before we end the segment, a contact number, phone number for you.
Okay.
Okay. Could you do that?
Absolutely. The phone number, I'll give you the main desk, and that is area code 772-223-7800.
You want to repeat that? Some people are saying, I just finally got a pen.
Yes. Yes. It's 772-223-7800. You can get to any of our staff when you call that number.
That's great. And I'm going to tell our listeners, it may be that you've missed everything that's been said up until now, but your interest has piqued. So you can call the radio station, and that's 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And ask us for the information, how to contact Donna, or how to get a hold of the Kane Center. But in the time we have left, which is about 4 minutes maybe, is give us a list of the events, the things you can partake of at the Kane Center. Okay. What's offered?
Oh my gosh. We might need a couple hours for that. No. One of the things that we're really proud of, we collaborate with Florida Rural Legal Services. So we have a wonderful attorney who volunteers his time with them, but sees people at the Kane Center. It's a free half-hour consult with an attorney. It has to be in person. That we don't do phone interviews or anything. So they come into the Kane. There's no strings attached. They can meet with him. We're going to be resuming having a SHINE counselor. SHINE is under the Area Agency on Aging umbrella. It stands for Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders. And that also, those services are available throughout the entire state. But we're going to have our counselor resuming in-person meetings again, where if people need help with either choosing a Medicare plan or having billing issues, they will work with them. They've all been trained, highly trained. We have all kinds of fun activities. I noticed we are starting a golf clinic with a golf pro. That's a class there. And some of our things have fees, some do not. We have free movies every single month. We have, in terms of the big picture, we have our adult daycare center. We have a wonderful program that addresses different the functional needs of all kinds of different levels. We have our day medical center. We have a geriatrician, which is very uncommon.
Yes.
So we have a wonderful geriatrician and wonderful nurse practitioners. We have a nutritionist who's going to be doing, she frequently does talks. We have also one of our nurse practitioners does talks usually every month for our health series.
Wow.
And much, much more. We have research and.
Well, you know, every time you come, Donna, what I hear is we got to have her back. You know, really, because there's so much, and it's such a critical issue here in Florida and other states that have a lot of elderly folks that need help. Yes, there are a few people that know what to do, and thank God for that, but there are many, many that don't.
Yes.
And so we will always, when people call, we'll refer them to you. Let's have your phone number again, Donna, down there at the Kane Center.
That'll be great. It's Donna True, 772-2 273 7800.
If you only had 20 seconds to give someone an encouraging word, what would you say?
There's help and there's hope.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. You should go into politics. We need more people who can be that concise.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go to some music, and then we're going to have John Nelson with us with Families Recover. Folks are saying, well, he was on last week. Well, yes, he was. But John has some more interesting things to say to us. So stay tuned.
When my guard came down, now everything's off track. I can feel the rain pour in from a hole in the roof, made larger by the years of neglect and avoiding the truth. But now it's time for a change. Source of refuge, but I let you go. Now my walls are crumbling, even the bricks are loose.
Welcome back to WCNO's Wednesday Live. We have with us the guest I told you about, John Nelson with Families Recover. John, welcome back to WCNO Wednesday Live.
Hi, guys. Good morning. That was a great interview with the previous...
with Donna True, yeah. Well, John, yes. You know, there is an interface between what she does and what you do, because especially with older people, there's a high degree of addiction.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm considering...
I like what she said when she said there's help and there's hope.
Yes.
There's amen.
Hope. Amen. Yeah, that was...
both.
It kind of
cherry
summed it everything
top,
up.
Yeah.
And it sums it up for you too, brother. You got we have
a
few minutes.
I'm a living testimony of a guy that took the wrong roads many, many, many times, and God's grace has given me a life that I never thought I could have.
Amen. And what a life it is. You know, we've heard your testimony several times. We always have new listeners, so maybe John, just in the beginning, just tell us about what God did in your life and the tremendous work you're doing in Families Recover.
You know, my addiction problem started many years ago. I went to my first outpatient rehab in 1988. I stayed clean probably 91 days because I was still very young and thought I knew everything. You know, but yeah. God was every, you know, and this is what we tell a lot of the younger people and even the older people, because addiction, it doesn't see an age, it doesn't see a creed, it doesn't see a wallet, but what it does see is if you're willing to take part in it. And recovery works the same way. There's not one time that I would come in off the streets, because I was homeless times.
Oh, my.
That I wouldn't start doing the right thing, staying clean, trying to do the right thing, didn't provide for me on a daily just like them in the desert. They just shared that story about the 40 years in the desert and their shoes never wore out. Well, you know, I spent 30 years in addiction where I would come back in off of that desert experience, and God always would provide, and he still does. And that's just one of the biggest things that we try to deliver. And I try to live by that every day because, trust me, being out of heart issues and all the crap that's going on in my world health-wise, you know, I wake up with severe depression from pharmaceuticals that keep my heart going. But I know within 10 minutes that everything is going to be okay.
Amen. That's it.
Missions of Families Recover. Yeah. I had a situation last week. A girl has some dual diagnosed situations. She actually ran into a building and left the scene of the accident. Well, they had her on video. And this is how great, and I'm not going to say, because it's one of our sponsors, believe it or not, calls me on the phone and says, I'm not going to press charges, but the condition is this. She has to sit down with you. So the next day, I have a 20-year-old. The girl was shaking. She was so scared.
My goodness.
With her grandparents, her standing by her. And within 10 minutes, she's crying, telling me, I don't know what happened. And I wasn't. My medications. And that's what I love about the previous people. You know, if you're not feeling right on a medication, tell your doctor. Quit taking it.
Yeah.
You know, do what you need to do. God will guide you. I'm not saying if, like, a heart medication, I'm on Entresto. If I quit taking Entresto, in about 4 weeks, I'll be dead.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to take your will back into your own hands, but get with your doctor and say, hey, listen. And you know what she did yesterday? She went with her grandparents up and seen the doctor. And she told them exactly what happened. She didn't try to deny the truth, which is the first thing to freedom is, you know, God wants us to say our sins, right?
Amen.
So, and they called me yesterday in a grip. So out of something really bad, it could have been catastrophic if someone got hit.
Oh, yeah.
Or herself getting killed. Not even the property damage.
Wow.
Something really good came from it. And, you know, that's the story of anyone that's really trying to help in the addiction field. If your heart's in the right place, it's seeing that one person, because not many make it. We're burying 3,000 a day to overdose in America.
Wow. That's such a hard statistic.
But I buried my wife to this stuff 4 years ago. You know, I'm in an industry that sees a lot of dark clouds. But then you get calls like yesterday where you wouldn't believe what this tragedy has turned the doctor's eyes onto. They need a new direction. And that's what God gives us. If we're willing to sit down and really take a hard look at our life, this is one thing that we usually do with a lot of people. And a guy did it to me at a mission down in Florida. Put the last 10 years of your life on paper. And don't lie.
Yeah.
A lot of times, we guided ourselves right into our own jackpot.
Yep.
Through our own whatever we were doing. So, you know, it's just trying to get that. You save one out of 100. You know, the statistics are bad, but you don't. We've been doing this 10 years as a nonprofit, and we advertise with you guys for 2 years. There's not a phone call that comes in that's not a parent taking responsibility for their kid's actions or their husband's actions or their wife's actions. What did we do wrong?
Yes, amen.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong. What you're doing is you're trying to save someone that's killing themselves. But in order to save your lives, you got to get out of the way and don't enable them.
Amen, which is kind of the common.
Try to convince a mom of that.
It's tough. It's kind of built into the parental DNA, I think, that, you know, well, we got to save our kid from themselves. And at some point, they got to take
their. I've seen it destroy marriages. I've seen people kill themselves over it.
Yep.
But I've also seen people take that advice and grit their teeth and do it. And then all of a sudden, that person comes out on the other side, the person that God designed them for. God don't design junk, by the way. If you're listening right now, and you're putting a needle in your arm, or you got a pipe in your mouth, or you got a Jack Daniels bottle sitting next to you, God didn't create junk, and you're not junk.
Amen.
You're lost. And there is an answer, and there is hope.
Amen. And people need to hear that.
No, I spent a lot of time listening. The preachers that you have, Chuck Swindoll and Stanley and Kennedy and just everybody, if you really stop and listen to their message, they're not preaching at you. They're trying to teach you that you're not junk.
Amen.
And that even the disciples, the strongest people in the Bible were sinners.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All of them. Not some of them. All of them.
Well, God made us.
I mean, it's just...
We're not perfect. I would say we're not perfect. And even once we meet the Lord Jesus and he comes into our lives, he knows what he's getting is an imperfect being that he wants over time to transform. He'll do it right away, but he won't do it all right away.
You said the key word. You said the key word. And I said it this morning. I go to a meeting every day. It works for me. It's a lifestyle for me. I'm a sober lifestyle guy. And that's what the reading was today. This is not a foot race. I guarantee you that some of the best Christians in the world that have walked spotless, God has stood up there looking at him saying, God, I had a better road for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's perfect.
No. No, my wife taught me that several years into our marriage, and I really appreciate that. Cynthia, if you're listening, I love you, babe. Back to you, John. Back to you.
So now let's talk about, we got the golf tournament.
That's right.
We got some great sponsors, Rocker Cooling, Peter's Hardware, Amtrust Bank is leading it. We got Black Onyx Limo. I'm John Nelson Services. I'm a renovator locally. We're going to sponsor a hole. There's a $1 million shootout. Come out and hit a ball 148 yards. You never know. You could be a millionaire. But what we are doing is I'm going to all the high schools lately, calling. We want to take four high school teams and a couple from the Boys and Girls Club to come out with a parent, and we're going to give them teams because we love having the kids that are on the golf teams, or not even golf teams, just golfers, come out and play with us. And some of the teams actually will have a pro with them. So, you know, it's not always about making the money. It's about putting on a show and teaching people that, you know what, you don't have to have a drink in your hand to go hit a golf ball, hit a basketball, go fishing, whatever the case may be. That's one of my biggest missions in life, is getting to the kids before the streets get to the kids.
Amen. And the golf tournament is a fundraiser, and that helps you do that. God blesses you through finances.
Yes, it's like the things that we did last week, meeting with, you know, gas is $4 a gallon.
Well, you're breaking up, John.
Pounds, Remax of Stewart. I work with a lot of their realtors. There's a couple other real estate teams out there that they keep me busy. God's good. Enough to be able to keep this going. This is our first fundraiser in 2 years. COVID destroyed fundraising for a small nonprofit.
It sure did. Yeah, it did.
But we were able to, and this is the cool thing, we're debt free.
Wow.
Now, we weren't able to do a lot of the things that, we'll get people that we rescue from the street. Y'all know that my girl was human trafficked. We send a girl or a guy back to their home city for rehabilitation. That's where some of the money goes. You know, you got parents that just got their kids back because they did everything the right way and they can't put clothes on their back. You know, we're a family-oriented nonprofit, and we work with other nonprofits. A lot of people are like, well, you're a 501c3. Why are you including other people? Well, let me tell you something that I learned in the Italian food business a long time ago, and even construction. It's a team effort to save lives.
Yes. It really is.
It's a team effort.
Bringing together resources that God has blessed so that, you know, everybody can join together to do the work that they're called to do. And that's,
you know,
kind of like...
look at Billy... Go ahead.
I was going to say our time is kind of ebbing away, and I wanted to make sure
doesn't
that...
Doesn't it always go fast for us when we're on the radio
does.
Together?
It does. Yeah, I know. It's because, well, it's the reason...
We have great energy together.
We do. And it's because you're saying stuff that's really important and in a very passionate way, and I love to listen to that. And one day we're going to give you the whole hour. I don't know. I'm not Jonathan, but wouldn't it be great you know, to have
Hoping Jonathan and the church, this is another thing I want to put out there. We have sponsor spots where they don't golf. So let's say that they took a $30,000, they get eight golfers. If there's
a
situation, older situation, people that financially can't do it but want to golf, I want you to please call me.
Yeah,
we will get you out on that golf course to enjoy a day out on the golf course. And there's food at the end, and there's a banquet. And, it, you know, I look at things and how much effort it takes to put an event together, because it's 8 to 9, 10 months to put an event together.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And then you're looking at the bottom line, and are we going to cover? We're going to cover, because God always provides. And if we can give people a day out of their life that maybe isn't so great, then you know what? The blessings will come later.
Amen. John, we're out of time, buddy. I want to thank you for what you do. I want to encourage everybody to sign up for this golf tournament. And before we go, John, let's tell them how they can do that.
John Nelson, you can call me 772-285-5828. That is my cell number. I will answer the phone. Or you can check me out on john@familiesrecover.org. And or you guys have a great day, and God bless.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
The wisdom of the ages is speaking loud and clear, calling to the nations who are willing now to hear.
The Lord exalts the humble, and He listens when they pray. God will bless and honor those who follow in His ways. God will bless a nation pure.
Faithfulness and righteousness.
Welcome back. This is Wednesday Live, WCNO. We have an incredibly exciting interview with Marty Jean-Louis, and I hope I'm pronouncing that properly, Marty.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, well,
thank you.
I have French genes too, Canadian French, but when I saw your name, I knew exactly how it should come forth from my lips. And Marty is the founder and director of the annual International Christian Film and Music Festival, and which is going to be held this year in Orlando in the first week of May. And we also have with us Kim Stryker, who is a member of this team, actually. And Kim brings us news about what's happening in the Christian media area. And Kim, thank you for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
I was going to start with you, Marty, and, you know, I've, to be honest with you, I've not really ever been aware of the festival. Of course, now I'm very well aware of it. In fact, I'm going to experience it. But tell us how that got started, what God was doing in you to move you in that direction, and the impact that it has, not on just on Christian media, but on media at large.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So approximately 12, 13 years ago, even before that, I used to take my kids to a festival here in Orlando, and one day the festival was no more. So at that point, I heard God speaking to me to say, hey, you do it. And I said to God, absolutely no. So I fought God for 2 years because I absolutely did not want to do it. But God always wins. And eventually we started the International Christian Film and Music Festival. And it has been a blessing for so many filmmakers, actors, producers, because we want to recognize them for their hard work. A lot of times we don't know about these Christian films that are out there, so it's an opportunity for people to know of these films that are out there, because we do have options.
And also the platforms that they're aired on. I mean, and I'm not sure if someone sat down and said to me, how could I connect with a streaming video platform or some way to actually see a Christian movie? How do we go about doing that?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many options nowadays, and I believe every single one of them will be represented at the festival. So you'd be able to not only know about them, but talk to them about the hearts behind of what they're doing as well. So there are many, many options for us
and
as Christians.
And at the festival, those who are attending will be able to meet and talk with producers, directors, writers, and actors and folks like that.
Absolutely. So the festival is very unique in that sense, where everyone is just walking around, smiling and having a good time. So you could just walk up to them and say hello. It's a very, very friendly atmosphere. And everybody's there, very, very friendly. Kim has been there. She knows. Everybody's there to have a good time in the Lord.
Kim, tell us about
I wanted to share real quick, like, also after Marty's going to be screening about 150 Christian films, and you, as an attendee, are going to be able to watch the films, and usually the directors, a representation of the acting group, some of the technical people from the film are there, and you can actually ask them questions, and they'll share after the movie.
Oh,
so you're there
cool.
Watching the movie with the director.
Wow, that is cool, and that is unique. And Kim, I know you can't be with us as long as Marty can, but what would you want our listeners to to be able to hear from you. You've been involved in this for several years. Why should our listeners consider coming to this festival?
Okay, so if you're a listener and you have maybe an interest in doing some type of film, music, other form of media production, maybe you're an actor, or maybe you have a relative or a child and you know they have this gift, but you're worried about the field that they're going to be going into, well, by going to the Christian Film and Music Festival, you'll get to network and meet with people who don't have the same agenda that the world has. You're going to meet people whose agenda is to be working in the industry that God called them in and to honor God in the process. It's a much safer place for people to go. In addition, there's a lot of people involved in a group like I'm involved in, which is Hollywood Prayer Network, where, in fact, Marty has a room for Hollywood Prayer Network, and there is a group of people that pray throughout the entire festival every time he's had the festival, and I think that's one reason that God has moved so much in that festival. But you can be a prayer warrior. You can just be someone who God has said, you need to know more about what I'm doing in this world, and you can go there and you can learn a lot about it. Plus, it's just enjoyable. Like he said, it's great people. It's a great time. Everybody's friendly, and you're going to see some amazing movies that honor God, and you're going to leave with, you know, with chills and excitement that you attended, even if you're not in the industry.
Wow. That's a great advertisement. And I also, I'm going to get back to Marty in just a sec, but I've been so frustrated with entertainment, secular entertainment, mm-hmm. that I don't want to watch it anymore. What you've done is mm-hmm. give me hope that medium is not dead, but that God is turning what is often by the enemy meant to be evil into good. And so with all of that, this is going to be an incredible opportunity for people to come and get exposed to that, really get enmeshed in that, even embedded in that. Marty, how can people find out how to get tickets?
Yeah, so thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yes, the world does have their agendas, and so does God.
So, I like his better.
exactly. And that's that. We are with you. We have been frustrated with television, secular television, and we want to let people know and show people that there are options. There are really good options, and that's part of what the festival is about. And of course, anyone who wants to be a part, tickets are like $20 or $25 for the whole day they start at. And it's just internationalcff.com, internationalcff.com.
Great. And if anyone listening to this doesn't get a chance to write it down, we have all this contact data. If you want to call the radio station to get information, and our number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. I was thinking of I saw the list of people who are going to be there, actors, artists, writers, and directors, and that sort of thing. What are some of the names that the average listener might connect with?
So one name for sure you know is Kevin Sorbo. He has mm-hmm. been in almost every Christian movie.
Yes.
He did the Hollywood thing. That did not work out, of course, for the best. So he'll be there. Cameron Arnett, who played a lot in different Christian films. The Cristiano brothers, who have played or produced a ton of Christian films. You have Robert Amaya, again, who's been in a lot of the Kendrick Brothers films, and so many more.
Wow.
Also, and Nancy Stafford.
In Hollywood.
Nancy Stafford, right. And we interviewed her a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah. We also have the gentleman who directed Aladdin, for Disney, who is a Christian. He'll be there as well. And so many people like that who were in Hollywood now is doing the Christian walk.
Praise God. And I'm sure more and more are coming to Christ.
Yes.
It just doesn't get to us through the regular news media. You know, that's not an agenda that they want to present. So
exactly.
But this is a great, it's a great blessing for the church to know that, especially if you have, if you're the average person and you're just weeping every time you hear a comment about secular entertainment, to know God is moving in that environment. One thing I wanted to mention, and to, first of all, Marty, to thank you for providing the tickets. There's some tickets we've been giving away for the festival. And of those tickets that you provided, we have 10 left. And so I'm saying to listeners, yes, this is going to be in Orlando, but I don't care where you are in our listening area. If you are someone that has an interest in Christian media, as Kim said, if you are an actor, writer, producer, anybody that is curious about how you get involved in Christian media, this is the place for you. It's worth the drive. And we have 10 tickets to give away. Again, you can call 888-221-8990. And we'll be happy to put you on the list. First come, first served. And these are, I think, producer tickets. So these will all access to all the events.
I just want to say goodbye. Thank you so much. And it's going to be amazing. And those tickets also get you into the awards ceremony,
yes,
which is really exciting. And I'm going to say goodbye and have a wonderful afternoon, everyone.
Thank you, Kim. God bless you. You know, Marty, God led Kim to us in a very amazing way. We don't have time to talk about it here, but I'm sure she shared with you her story. I speak for the radio station, and I believe I could probably also speak for many believers when I say how much I appreciate, how much we appreciate your saying yes to God back when you did. Not just about the festival, but I mean when he came into your life personally. But because of that, we know God continues to move through our lives. And this festival, as magnificent as it is, points to the future, I believe. And I would love to ask you in the few minutes that we have left, when God shows you the future of Christian media and the work that you're doing, certainly in the festival and beyond, what are you seeing?
So I personally see there's a trend. Even though the world has their agenda, God is calling us to do our part, whether it's producing and confronting or supporting those that are producing. And that's the only way we're going to make a big noise. If we don't support, then the enemy will continue to be more powerful. But if we say nothing and do nothing, then God's work is not being done. So
amen.
If God calls you to produce. If God calls you to act or play music or sing, if not, support those that do.
Amen. And Karen Hubbard, one of our wonderful on-air personalities and a good staff member, has a question for you, Marty.
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to just make a comment. Marty, when we had interviewed Nancy Stafford a couple of weeks back, and the one thing that I took away from her interview was the fact that she ministers to people when she's on the set, you know, whether they're, you know, people behind the scenes and doing stuff. And there was something, I just saw that picture in my mind of all these, you know, the actors, producers, and everybody that, you know, you guys are right there and you are ministering to people in these different areas that may not know Jesus. I mean, you're producing Christian films and such, but those actors and actresses that are Christians that are in the secular world, you know, they're doing, preaching the gospel behind the scenes. And, you know, I think that we, you know, we've kind of just want to write Hollywood off, you know, and we just don't want anything to do with them. But yet we have, God has put people in those places to bring the gospel. And anyway, I just wanted to make that comment. And I appreciate what you're doing.
I agree with you. God needs to be in Hollywood. Amen. If we all need Hollywood, then it'll be a much darker place than it already is.
Yes,
so there
exactly.
are people that have been called to go there and
Amen.
To minister there.
Amen.
And they should go.
Yes.
What? How could our listeners, including us here in the studio, how can we pray for you, Marty, and for the ministry that you're involved in? But beyond that, how should we be praying for the whole scope of Christian media today?
I think we pray that there's a revival that is done, that we all wake up and really start making the same kind of noise that the world is making for their agenda. I think it's needed. I think it's time. I think, us Christians, we really need to wake up
Amen.
And not be silent anymore.
Amen.
Absolutely. And this is something that applies in that broader sense to our whole culture, and
yes.
Which is a government, which is industry, which is just everything. You know, the church needs to come out into the world again and push the enemy back by the declarations and the prayers and our very actions in the name of Jesus.
And that's the Great Commission. Go, therefore, into all the world, every part of the world.
Amen. And you, sir, are a warrior for Christ. I know, I feel this in my heart. And thank God for you. I want to encourage you and those like you, because there are others wielding the sword in Hollywood and other places where Christian media and media in general is being produced and presented. Our time is almost up, which I wish we had another hour, but you probably don't because you're a busy man. But I wonder, sir, if you would offer a prayer for that particular area where God is really working in the dark places in media to bring the light of Christ. Would you lift that up in prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, first of all, for waking us up this morning so we can see another beautiful day that only you can create. We thank you for food, for shelter, for transportation.
Yes.
Thank you for family. Thank you for our jobs. Thank you for everything that you've done for us.
Yes.
We are grateful, even when sometimes we don't say it. We are grateful and we are thankful. Lord, I pray for those that are fighting the good fight.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you bring them the tools that they need. Give them courage. Give them wisdom. And give them grace. Lord, Father, I pray for those in the movie industry, those in the radio industry, those in the music industry, those in the entertainment industry overall. Cover them. Lord, I pray that we all wake up and know that you are God and that you will return soon.
Yes.
And help us to join the fight. We know that the enemy is fighting hard each and every day. Lord, help us. Grant us the tools to fight against the enemy, because we know that when you are with us, we already have the victory.
Amen.
Lord, thank you in advance for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, thank you for that prayer. I can only imagine that sometime after the festival is over and as you've been able to review and see what God has done, that one of us might be calling you to see if you could give us an after-action report, if you'd be willing and able to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Because there's out of this is going to come a great witness for what God is doing, and you're going to be one of the people that I believe God has chosen to share it, and we want to hear it. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. And just
thank you.
God bless you. Know that you have a lot more people praying for you now than you did before,
thank you.
And even more so down the road. And God, I'll be there. I may see you, I may not, but I'll be praying while I'm there and looking
forward to meeting you.
Well, thank you. God bless, and again, thanks for talking to us today.
God bless you. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Amen. And
wow.
That festival is May 4th through the 7th.
May 4th through the 7th, that's right. And
that's
I forgot to mention that. And the website he gave us, did you write that down?
It's the International Christian Film Festival. You can call Sherry. She's got all the information out on the front desk.
That's 888-221-8990 is our toll-free number. Speaking of Christian media, we have a more local opportunity we'd like to talk about, and this is a free concert. Some of you know our programmer, JDub561, that his program is on every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. It's Christian hip-hop, pop, and rock, and it's an incredible program. He's an incredibly loving man of God who just loves the genre of music that he presents, and he loves the people who are listening to it. He's going to be the MC at this concert, and this is it's called Love Is My Religion Worship Experience Concert. It's going to be in Tradition Square on May the 7th, and that's a Saturday, I believe, from 6 to 9 p.m. Now, again, it's a free concert, free and open to the public. It's very family friendly. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have music. And it's all mostly local Treasure Coast talent. There's going to be worship leaders from all the surrounding communities. It's a multi-church event. That's the Love Is My Religion worship experience, free concert, May the 7th, in Tradition Square, from 6 to 9 p.m. JDub561 is going to be the MC. And believe me, if you need some energy, he's got that and more to spare. And do make plans to come. And we have a prayer request before we close, Karen.
Yes, let me get my glasses.
Those are important, I found out.
Very important. We had an individual call in, and they said, please pray for strength and tolerance to deal in a Christian way with a very difficult personality in the office.
Mm.
You know, we've all been through that. So, Father God, we just lift up this individual, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would give them peace, God, in their office situation,
Jesus.
Lord. Father, that they would be at peace with the situation that's going on. And, Lord, we just pray your peace over the individual.